Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hi. Please email us, wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. If you've got questions for us about our show today or for Dahlia about her juvenile hall program or any other topic that you hear when you go to our podcast at kxoradio.com and listen into all the wonderful shows that we've brought to you over the past several years.
Yes.
There's lots of shows on this podcast. Anyway, wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. That'll get you there.
Yes, and then also, you know what, if you want to know what shows are coming up, you can always look at the newspaper. We have the upcoming shows there, the calendar for July, August, and every month.
Right on. Yeah. Perfect. We're joined by Dahlia Pesqueda. She's a program supervisor, yeah. But she's also a therapist, an MFT, marriage and family therapist intern, about to get licensed. Have you selected your test date yet?
I have not. I knew you were going to ask that question. No, but it's in my mind. It's been selected in my mind.
Are you doing it like you're pre-studying yet?
Yes.
Are you doing like the little vignettes online and stuff?
Yes,
and
I'm doing that.
What's your sense? Is this going to be?
It's really good. I think the main challenge is going to be being able to focus in such a long test because it's 4 hours long.
Right.
So it's very extensive. I think that's going to be the main issue.
Isn't it? It's changing in January of this year, right?
Yes.
And it's getting harder or easier?
No, harder.
Really?
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
Is that motivation?
It is to get it done before January. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I would too.
Definitely.
Nice.
So
nice.
Just feeling prepared, I think, is what I'm waiting for, that sense.
You know, for people who haven't had to kind of do this licensing thing, you know, it's interesting because general contractors actually have kind of the same story. You know, it's that kind of a challenge because it's for many of you, it's your career.
Yes.
Yeah.
And getting that license is it's not only the final validation, it's your access.
Exactly.
To that role.
You know, just a little thing. I read somewhere that actually the percentage of people that pass the test between people are taking the bar and taking their CPA, more people pass the bar than the CPA. So saying that the CPA is a very tough. Well, imagine the tax laws change every single year.
Right.
And it involves math.
That too. Yes. And in the bar test, you have precedents. You have some, you know, cases that there's precedents. But with tax law, they change every year.
Yeah.
But I can just walk in there with my little Quicken app on my phone, right, and just plug in the numbers?
No, I think they're talking about tax loss.
Nice try, Scott.
Not going to work. Please check your calculator at the door.
So,
you can't go in.
So your test is kind of something like that, too.
It's
just a lot. You have to take time to prepare, to study.
Exactly.
Be ready.
And like I said, being able to still keep up your concentration for that time.
Yeah.
Yes, I think that's the main challenge.
We can do it.
Yes, definitely. It will be done. It's done. Yes.
So we're talking today about juvenile hall, and you know, we've already started kind of, as you suggest, it's a system of care.
Yes.
It's not just the kids who go into juvenile hall. It's the kids who are in community schools, who may not be attending regularly, who may already be on probation.
Yes.
Who are at risk of going to juvenile hall. It's the kids who show up and are in states of crisis. It's building continuity with families that have been disconnected.
Yes.
So you're really working on a lot of different fronts here.
Yes.
To try and pull this together. Challenging.
Definitely. I think it's like I mentioned, the stigma, I think, is the main challenge, I would say. And, you know, family allowing us to talk to them and allowing us in their home and in their privacy, you know, because it's very challenged for them to say, you know, these strange people are coming in here talking to me about service. Automatically is that feeling of there's something wrong with me or there's something wrong with my family. Difficulty thing to admit. And, of course, we need that that acceptance of them in order for us to start some type of service. And some of these kids, I think, when they're incarcerated, we do get some, most, I would say, they're willing to open up in the moment because they do feel terrified. You know, they're frustrated for being reincarcerated, angry.
It's an opportunity in a weird way.
Yes, it is.
Like,
it is.
Are you tired of being here?
Yes, exactly. So we do take that opportunity to get them into services. But then is the challenge of maintaining services. While they're incarcerated, we continue to do services. We can do therapy. We can do doctors' evaluations. But once they're released, sometimes it's the challenge for them to come back. They do leave the juvenile hall service with an appointment with us at the clinic, depending on what city they live in. And like I mentioned, now we're getting involved, all these community service workers, to follow up on those cases and make sure that they continue the service, the treatment with the clinics, depending on where they live. Hmm.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.